Hi there, it's Mark here with the third episode of this new look season of Pub Quiz Super Genius. And from now on, we'll be back to our regular reschedule of a new episode every Monday. If you missed the first couple of episodes of this season, we've made a couple of changes. It's still 15 questions, and you still earn that title of Pub Quiz Super Genius if you get them all right. However, the quiz is now played over 5 rounds instead of 3. The first round is 5 questions long, and every round is one question shorter than the last, all the way down to the final round that consists of just one really tough question. Right then, I think it's time to get started. So here comes Season 5, Quiz 3 of Pub Quiz Super Genius. In this season of the quiz, we always start with an alphabet round. It's 5 questions long, and all the answers begin with the same letter. And this week, that letter is B for Bravo. So best of luck as we play round one, the alphabet round. Question one. The fictional town of Hill Valley is the main setting of which 1985 film? Remember, all the answers begin with the letter B, so that might help you in this round. So that first question again, the fictional town of Hill Valley is the main setting of which 1985 film? Question 2. The Major League Baseball team, the Red Sox, are based in which US city? The Major League Baseball team, the Red Sox, are based in which US city? Question 3. What is the title character's surname in the Roald Dahl book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? What is the title character's surname in the Roald Dahl book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Question 4. Brussels is the capital of which country? Brussels is the capital of which country? And question 5, final question of this first round. Parker and Barrow were the surnames of which criminal couple? Parker and Barrow were the surnames of which criminal couple? Okay then, that was your round 1 questions. Here come those answers. Give yourself a point for everyone that you got correct. Question 1. The fictional town of Hill Valley is the main setting of the 1985 film Back to the Future. Question 2. The Major League Baseball team, the Red Sox, are based in Boston. Question 3. The title character's surname in the Roald Dahl book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is Bucket. Question 4. Brussels is the capital of Belgium. And question 5. Parker and Barrow were the surnames of the criminal couple, Bonnie and Clyde. Okay then, it's time for round 2. It's 4 questions long, and this week we are playing a themed tunes round. I have 4 questions about music for you, and all the answers belong to the same theme. And this week, that theme is numbers. So that might help you when you're trying to work out the answers. So, best of luck as we play round 2, the numbers themed tunes round. Question 1. Which song was a 1984 UK number 1 single for Nene? Remember, all of the answers in this round contain a number. Which song was 1984 UK number 1 single for Nene? Question 2. What's My Age Again and I Miss You are hit singles by which band? What's My Age Again and I Miss You are hit singles by which band? Question 3. Thanks for the times that you've given me, the memories are all in my mind, are the opening lyrics of which song by the Commodores? Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. Are the opening lyrics of which song by the Commodores? And question four. Final question of this numbers-based themed tunes round. What is the title of the 2008 UK number one single by Madonna with Justin Timberlake? What is the title of the 2008 UK number one single by Madonna with Justin Timberlake? Okay then, can we count on you when it comes to number-based music questions? Well, let's find out, because here come those answers. Once again, give yourself a point for everyone that you got correct. Question 1. The song that was a 1984 UK number one single for Nana was 99 Red Balloons. Question 2. What's My Age Again and I Miss You were hit singles by the band Blink-182. Question 3. Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. Are the opening lyrics of the Commodores song Three Times a Lady. And question 4. The title of the 2008 UK number one single by Madonna with Justin Timberlake is 4 Minutes. It's now time for round 3. It's 3 questions long, and this week we are playing the real deal. For each question, I will give you the names of 2 fictional characters, and for each one, you need to tell me which of those characters was created by Charles Dickens. So eyes down as we play round 3, the real deal. Question 1. Which of these characters was created by Charles Dickens? Was it A, Mrs. Havisham, or B, Mrs. Malaprop? Which of these characters was created by Charles Dickens? A, Mrs. Havisham, or B, Mrs. Malaprop? Question 2. Which of these characters was created by Charles Dickens? A, Cornelius Fudge, or B, Barnaby Rudge? Which of these characters was created by Charles Dickens? A, Cornelius Fudge, or B, Barnaby Rudge? And question 3, final question of this round. Of these characters, which was created by Charles Dickens? A, Ichabod Crane, or B, Jerry Cruncher? Of these characters, which was created by Charles Dickens? A, Ichabod Crane, or B, Jerry Cruncher? Okay, then it's time to see if you know your Dickens, because here come those answers. Question 1. I asked you if Mrs. Havisham or Mrs. Malaprop was a Dickens character, and I can tell you the answer was A, Mrs. Havisham. She is from Great Expectations. Mrs. Malaprop was created by Richard Sheridan, so that's a point if you said A, Mrs. Havisham. Question 2. Out of Cornelius Fudge and Barnaby Rudge, the character that was created by Dickens was B, Barnaby Rudge. Cornelius Fudge is from J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series. So well done if you said B, Barnaby Rudge. And question 3, I give you the options Ichabod Crane and Jerry Cruncher. And the Dickens character from those two is Jerry Cruncher. He's from the Dickens book A Tale of Two Cities. Ichabod Crane is from Washington Irving's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. So well done if you said B, Jerry Cruncher. Okay, and that's 3 rounds down and just 2 more to go. But before we do that, just a quick reminder that there are new episodes of this quiz every Monday. So to make sure you don't miss one, you can press subscribe or follow us. And you can also follow us on Twitter at PubQuizSG. Okay then, it is time for round 4. And this week we are playing element spelling. So for each question, I will ask you what word is spelt out when you write down the chemical symbols for some periodic table elements in a certain order. I've got an example for this one. So, for example, if I asked you what word is spelt out if you write down in this order the symbols for phosphorus and aluminium, The correct answer would be PAL, because the symbol for phosphorus is P and the symbol for aluminium is Al. Write them down in that order and you get the word PAL. So hopefully that all makes sense as we play round 4, the element spelling rounds. Question 1. What word is spelt out? If you write down in this order, the symbols for cobalt and indium. What word is spelt out if you write down in this order, the symbols for cobalt and indium? And question 2, your second and final question of this round. What word is spelt out if you write down in this order the symbols for holmium, uranium and selenium? What word is spelt out if you write down in this order the symbols for holmium, uranium and selenium? Okay then, let's find out how you got on in that round, because here come those answers. Question 1. If you write down in this order the symbols for cobalt and indium, you get the word coin. That's because cobalt is CO and indium is IN. Put them together and you get coin, so a point if you said that. And question 2. When wrote down in this order, the symbols holmium, uranium and selenium spell out the word house. Holmium is HO, uranium is U and selenium is SE. Put them together and you get house. Okay then, we've made it to the final round and the final question. It's always a really tough question, so don't worry if you don't think you know the answer, because it's always worth a guess and you might just get it right. So here it comes, today's final round, the really tough question. Okay then, this week's really tough question is this. In 1906, which country became the first permanent independent European country to grant women the right to vote? In 1906, which country became the first permanent independent European country to grant women the right to vote? Okay then, remember, if you don't know the answer, just have a guess. Pick a European country and you might just get the right one. So that really tough question one more time. In 1906, which country became the first permanent independent European country to grant women the right to vote? Right then, let's see if you cracked this week's really tough question, because here comes the answer. I asked you in 1906, which country became the first permanent independent European country to grant women the right to vote? And I can tell you the correct answer is Finland. So give yourself a point and a pat on the back if you said Finland. Okay, and that is it for this week's quiz. If you got all 15 correct, congratulations, you are now a pub quiz super genius. But don't worry if you didn't, as you can come back next week and have another go. As always, all the questions are by me. And all the music was by Kevin MacLeod. Thanks for listening and see you next Monday for the next episode. Goodbye.